Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Well, freedom. Okay. Last week we touched on this a little bit, but today we're going to talk about truth and freedom. What is truth and what is freedom? In Congress, July 4th, 1776. By the way, the Declaration of Independence was actually signed on July 2nd. Anybody know why? Had to have 2 days to make copies to send them out. So they dated it July 4th. Aren't Americans great? Yeah? They had to do them by hand. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America went in the course of human events. It becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to secure their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce their absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now, in the Declaration of Independence, it ends right there in this paragraph. In his first draft, Jefferson had put this: to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world, for the truth of which we pledge of faith, yet unsullied by falsehood. You've probably never heard that clause. That's what Jefferson had it in originally. In Madison, he said, we better take that one out. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in thy name and by the authority of good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is an outlaw and ought to be totally dissolved. And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred ends. honor. Pretty strong document. How long's it been since you've read through the Declaration of Independence? Long time. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Isn't it interesting that Jefferson put that in? You know, I hear so many people say, oh, there's a separation of church and state. Well, I don't know, when I read Washington's prayer, when we look at the Declaration of Independence, is there a separation? No, there's not. Well, before we can look at it, let's define what truth and free actually mean. All right, let's look at truth. I love this. I got this out of the Oxford Dictionary. However, you know, I hate Webster's Dictionary because Webster usually uses the word to define it. That doesn't help. Okay, so truth is the quality or state of being true. Yeah, he had to accept the truth of her accusation. Also, the truth that is true or in accordance with fact or reality. So tell me the truth. Well, she found out the truth about him. Okay, and I like that because with fact or reality, what is reality? What is true then? A fact or belief that is accepted as true. Accepted as true. So truth is relative to experience or belief according to the Oxford Dictionary. That means that is truth a strong and steadfast thing? Well, not according to the dictionary, is it?
They lie.
Well, we're going to talk about this in a minute. So what is the truth? Well, we're going to talk about that more in a minute. But as I'm talking through some of this stuff, think about it. All right, let's look at free. And there's three times as many definitions of free as there is for truth. Able to act or be done as one wishes, not under the control of another. Well, that makes sense. Able or permitted to take a specified action. You're free to leave. Yeah, don't let the screen door hit you in the butt on the way out. You know. Of a state or citizens or institutions, subject neither to foreign domination nor to a despotic government. Right. The Declaration of Independence. Not a slave. The poor among the freemen join the slaves against the rich. Think about this a second. The poor among the freemen join the slaves against the rich. That's out of the Bible, folks. Were we slaves? Not subject to engagements or obligations and conveying only a broad sense, not a literal sense. Think about that one for a second. Not a broad sense, only the broad sense, not a literal sense. Well, free, I think, is closer to what Jesus was talking about when he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, these truths are self-evident. Right? So where do these truths, where did they come from? Who decides what truth is true? You know, as I read that text, you know, I was thinking about it, we try and come up with that balance between law and gospel. What we receive, what we do, right? Okay. And gospel is what we receive. The law is what we do. Okay. But what we receive is truth, right? And what we do is freedom. And I think we're back to that difference between having to do something, wanting to do something. Can you force someone to need or want? No. In fact, Thomas Paine in Common Sense said, democracy is the worst form of tyranny if imposed from without. You can't force democracy on somebody who doesn't want it or understand it. Look what we're trying to do in the Middle East. They don't understand it. You can't force it. You know, and so I was thinking about that. Both truth and freedom come from within because they're relative terms. Broad, not literal, okay? And reality. But arguments come from without. So the arguments affect how we look at things, right? Okay. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." Now remember, they had just said, "We're Abraham's children. We've never been a slave." Yeah, you have that. Because when you're saying, all right, so you're not beholden to somebody, but yet you're a slave to sin. So is slavery a relative term? It depends on how you're doing things. Just like truth is a relative term. So the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my words find no place in you. My truth is not your truth, right? If you put the word truth in there, it makes sense, doesn't it? I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. Gospel law. There it is. There has to be a frame of reference we all agree on to be truth. And we're back to that, all right, so who decides what that truth is? When in the course of human events, people are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Not entitlements, but rights. What's the difference between those two? You have the right to anything. Get out and do it. Your right can be abolished. We hope not, because it says here, we're endowed by our Creator. But the thing is, Gene's right. Have we seen our eroding of our rights? Okay. Patriot Act, I thought, was one of the worst things that happened to our country. Why? And I'm a conservative, because it eroded the rights established in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You know, folks, what I think of, when I think of truth, when I think of rights, all the stuff that's important. I had to go get my Bible. These truths are self-evident. You know, I look back at what our founding fathers did. And folks, when I got that text, like of Jefferson's first, I have Malone's 6-volume biography of Jefferson. It's got all these correspondence in it, including his ones with his past Unitarian pastor when he was writing his version of the Bible. You know, he edited the Bible. The life and times of Jesus of Nazareth. He took all the miracles out. But he did that because that should have been established as the book of behavior for all people living in the United States. How many of you knew that? You know, there is so much we don't know because it's not taught. And I find that is very sad. Okay? Our freedom to do or not to do is not because we have to. It's because we want to. I think it boils down to this. Rights you can accept or reject, or they can be taken away from you. Just as the truth of Jesus can be accepted or rejected. But if you accept his truth, what's he tell us? Then you're free. Okay? With a freedom that has never existed in any other religion. Even in the Jewish religion, everything is set up according to law. It's all based on what you do. Your salvation comes from what you do. Salvation is freely given, isn't it? That's a truth. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. And that's the thing. A country was, in our case, was created as a commonwealth, common nation. And I say that looking around. How many of you from Massachusetts in here? the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Virginia? No, it's still a good idea, but it's just like in Rome, when the people found that they could vote themselves bread and circuses, the country went bankrupt. Because there were more people in the public dole than were working. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. But when you look at Virginia, Kentucky, Massachusetts, they're all commonwealths. The state was created for the common good. Remember, when we got together as a country, it was referred to as these United States. These, plural. After the Civil War, the country started being referred to as the United States. Civil War was not over slavery. It was something that came out. Remember, the Emancipation Proclamation wasn't until 1863. The Civil War was over states' rights. It was over federal government versus Jeffersonian government. Okay? If you're from the South, the Bonnie Blue Flag that bears a single star. Okay, what's a star? States' rights. The state has the right to decide what they want to have done in their borders for their own people. And the federal government said, no, we're going to decide for everybody. Jeffersonian, federal. See the difference? But hasn't it always been that we've had two lords we have to serve? Remember, the Jews tried to catch Jesus. They brought him a coin. Okay? And they said, so who do we serve, God or Caesar? What does Jesus say? Look at the coin. Whose picture is on the coin? Caesar. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar, but then give unto God what is God. We've always had two masters. Luther, that's why we had that reading today from the two kingdoms. We've got two masters. We have the one over here, the government takes care of the common good. It's our commonwealth. Our souls are taken care of over here. All right. So we've got to watch so the two don't get mixed up. If the government tries to tell you what your soul is going to be, it's wrong. If they try and run the government, then it's a theocracy, and that's wrong. You know, 500 years ago, Luther knew the difference between the two. How come we don't have that same wisdom today? See what I'm getting at? Okay. So what is the truth? When the founding fathers stood up for truth and freedom, was it ambiguous? Was it not relative? No, it was direct. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that you're created by your Creator. God gave you that. Look how many times God was mentioned in Washington's prayer. These men were religious people. They believed in God. They believed in having God in our country. It was something that was obvious. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. May this truth of the Bible and of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus.